Hi, this is Gina Mullen with Gina Mullen Realty, and we are here to answer your questions. This is part two of the series, Why Do I Need a Real Estate Agent? And today we're going to talk about contracts. I think that there are some people out there that believe that real estate agents just fill in the blanks, that there's not a whole lot to it. There's these blanks that need to be filled in. It's pretty self-explanatory what needs to be done, and they just fill in the blanks, and that we are just relieving the sellers or the buyers of having to do that menial data entry type work themselves. There's a lot more to a contract than just filling in the blanks. There are many ways for a buyer to terminate a contract. And unless that's something that you're keeping up with on a regular basis, you're not gonna know what those are. We have a lot of instances where people are contracting on a property and something has happened. Maybe someone in the family has gotten sick. Maybe someone has lost their job. Maybe all of a sudden there's a relocation and they don't wanna buy the house anymore that they're contracted on, and they need to get out of it and they need to get their earnest money back, which can be $3,000, $10,000, $15,000. And they don't want to leave that behind and give that to the seller, so they want to be able to terminate and get it back. Well, just because you've been told that you need to relocate does not mean that you're going to get your earnest money back. So a real estate agent, when they're writing a contract, is keeping this in mind, that there are certain things that are written certain ways so that if you do need to terminate the contract, you can do so and get your earnest money back. And if those blanks aren't filled in a certain way, then that could really come back to bite you. In addition to that, a seller is bound to a contract from the get-go. And a seller really cannot get out of a contract in Texas once it has been executed. So we really need to make sure that there are things in the contract to protect the seller, even though once we're executed, they're bound to the contract. But we can do things such as make the option period short, make the third-party financing addendum time period short, make the HOA document delivery short, so that the buyer is then bound to the contract shorter in the process than if they take it almost all the way to closing. There's a period of time right before closing where the seller tends to be a little safer. The buyer can't terminate usually. On a 30-day closing, about 11 days before closing, the buyer can't usually terminate, depending on how the contract's written, without losing their earnest money. But the caveat to that is it's how the contract is written. So there's certain ways we want a contract to read for a seller. There's certain ways we want a contract to read for a buyer. One of the negotiable closing costs in a contract is owner's title policy. Right now, it is currently considered a seller's closing cost for them to pay for title policy. However, it is completely negotiable. So a buyer who's in a multiple offer situation and wants their contract considered over another contract can then offer to pay for title policy. They can also offer to do a shortened option period. They can also offer to pay for a survey if one is needed. These all make a contract much more attractive to a seller and make it more likely that the seller will go ahead and accept their contract. In the alternative, there are also ways for that contract to be completed so that if the buyer needs to terminate, we can try and stretch that out as long as possible so that the buyer has as long as possible to be able to terminate with getting their earnest money back. There's also other addendum as well that are required for a seller. There is a seller's disclosure that is required. Even if you're a for sale by owner, you have to fill out a seller's disclosure in the state of Texas. There's very few exemptions to those people who do not have to fill out a seller's disclosure. And if you do not provide a seller's disclosure, that could open up your liability throughout the transaction as well as after the transaction. There are other addendum that are required by the state. There's a third-party financing addendum, which lays out which type of financing a buyer's getting. That is very important for a seller to review. When a buyer is putting down a significant amount of money as a down payment, such as 50% of the house cost or 60% of the house cost, then their chances of getting financing are much higher. In addition to that, we have a lot of buyers who make the assumption that because they have large sums of money in the bank and large amount of investments, and they bring in a large income as well, that they know that they will qualify for a mortgage, and they know that how much they will qualify for. And that's not always the case. So if you are a business owner in multiple businesses, that business income is treated differently than if you're an employee receiving a paycheck weekly. And so that's one of the reasons why we want to get you qualified early on. And a seller wants to see that qualification letter come in with a contract. And it's not so much what the contract says as it does reading between the lines, if you will. That comes down to what the buyer is willing to pay. If the buyer is willing to put down more earnest money, if they're willing to pay some of the closing costs, if they're putting down a large sum of money on the house, these are all things that indicate to a seller that they're a serious buyer. It is our job as real estate agents to keep up with the changes in the law and the changes in the documents. And we know when we are training the way we should, how those contracts need to be completed to best protect the seller or the buyer. So it's not really about filling in the blanks. It's all about knowing exactly how those blanks should be filled in so that either the buyer's protected or the seller's protected, depending on who that real estate agent is working with. There are many things that could be filled in incorrectly that would make it very difficult for a buyer or seller to get to whatever their next step would be. They can end up paying more money than they would want to. They can end up paying for closing costs that they didn't intend to pay. They could, you know, end up having to move out of the house before they're ready to move out because actually they needed a lease back, but they didn't even know that existed. These are all things as a real estate agent that we train on every day, that we learn about every day, we talk about with other agents every day. And of course we have training and periodicals that we read that keep us up to date on all of this. There is no way that the average person who has a full-time job, works themselves, whether it's in the home or out of the home, is going to be able to keep up with all of this information. So one of the best ways to protect yourself legally, as well as to make sure that you are paying a fair market price for a home or receiving the best price for your home in the seller's case, is to hire a real estate agent and let them do the contracts for you. That's what we're trained to do. We're trained to fill them out so that you are getting the best transaction that you can get out of selling or buying a home. So this is Gina Mullen with Gina Mullen Realty. Thank you so much.